But contrast this. Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, we've seen that he oppresses, he binds. For your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom he may swallow up. Resist him. We can resist sickness. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. But may the God of grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, perfect and establish and strengthen you and settle you. What's he saying there? There's always a fight to faith. There's always fight the good fight of faith. There's always a fight to faith, and those who don't fight will lose the battle. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 9. He said, "Have I been with you so long and you've not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So you say, show us the Father." He said, "I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Luke 9:56, he said, "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And certainly, sickness and disease destroys many men's lives. It's like the woman who was bound over for 18 years with the spirit of infirmity. So if the Lord doesn't change, he's still our shepherd, he's still our provider, he's still our healer, and he's still our victory. It's the Father's good pleasure, he said, to give you the kingdom. There's no sickness in the kingdom. He came to give us the kingdom. The kingdom, he says, is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Well, where sickness reigns, there's not peace and joy. Sickness and disease is not peace and joy. 1 John 3:8 again says, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That means to loosen, to break. It's translated 43 times loose, 27 times break, 3 times destroy, twice dissolve, put off, it's translated. He came to get rid of sickness and to set men free. Psalm 91:15 says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." He's talking about, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Notice he said, "I will say of the Lord." See? You've got to say of the Lord if you want the Lord to work for you. That's how you got saved. That's how it works. He said, "I will satisfy him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." And remember we said that both the Greek and the Hebrew word for salvation include healing. He said, but notice you have to call upon him, you have to seek him, and I will answer him. You know, Jesus went about not only healing people, but casting out demons, casting out devils. And I'll tell you, America now has its share of devils. Matthew 12:22 says this, "Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed." You know, the Bible, we talk about demon oppressed and demon possessed, but really in the Greek it's just demonized. "They brought one to him who was demonized." Notice he was blind and mute. It wasn't God. "They brought unto him one who was demonized. He was blind and mute, and he healed him." so that the blind and mute man both spoke and saw. Matthew 8:16 says, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Matthew 9:33, and when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen so in Israel. And of course, the religious people said, this fellow casts out demons by the prince of devils. And Jesus said, if Satan casts out Satan, how shall his kingdom stand? Well, that same thing applies to healing. If God makes people sick and Jesus went about healing, they got a mess. Right? Notice Jesus never cast the Holy Spirit out of anybody. He cast demons out. Mark 1:34, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew who he was. You know, people say that Jesus went about trying to explain, and you know, these explainers of why God doesn't heal today, they come up with some marvelous ideas. They come up with some wordy explanations. One of them is, well, Jesus only healed to prove his divinity. But yet he always told people, don't you tell anybody who I am. And he always told the devil, shut up. Because they'd say, oh, thy son of God, what have you to do with us? And it says he told him to cease. And he always told people, don't tell them who I am. He did not heal to prove who he was. It did prove who he was, but he healed because he's good. And God is good, and he was moved with compassion. Mark 1:39, and he preached in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And he gave his disciples power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. Mark 3:23, and he called them unto him, and he said unto them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? Mark 6:13, he cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And of course, Mark 16 says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. You know, Randy Greer, our friend who's coming in May, for your information, was in prison for armed robbery, and he escaped three times in 2 days. You know, if you read his book, the first escape, I don't suppose he counted it an escape because they were out on a road gang, and he saw a little country store, so that night he broke out and went and broke in and got beer and brought it back. But they called that escape. And so then he decided to really break out, you know, since he's going to do much more time. But he got saved and committed his life to Christ. And he tells the story that he was walking along the prison yard praying, and he would pray several hours a day. He'd pray in tongues, and then he'd say this. He'd say, I cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And he said, I've never cast out any demons, and I don't want to cast out any demons. And I don't know why I'm saying that. And he'd pray and walk some more, and he'd say, I cast out demons in the name of Jesus. He said, finally dawned on me that was the Holy Ghost. He said, so I started agreeing with it. And I started saying, I cast out demons in the name of Jesus. I cast out demons in the name of Jesus. Well, you see, God was wanting to create a revival in that prison by the casting out of demons. You know, there's a lot of demonized people in prison. I go to the prison on Friday nights, and when I come out, there's a long pill line. It's getting longer and longer and longer. I said to one guard one night, and then another guard said to me, he said, man, he said, that pill line's getting pretty long, isn't it? I said, it sure is. He said, of course, some of those people, he said, you don't want to be around them if they don't have, they're a different person if they don't have their pills. I said, or a different two or three people. He said, right. So Randy, one day he was praying and somebody walked up to him and he saw, by looking at him, he saw a demon. And sometimes you can do that. That's called discerning of spirits. And the Lord told him, he said, I want you to cast the devil out of this guy. And he had never cast the devil out of anybody. And so he talked to the guy and he asked him if he wanted God to help him. And he finally said that he did. And so they took him to the chaplain's office. And he makes quite a long story of it. And he got some help. And the chaplain said, I can't be in there. This guy's already trying to get me fired. He said, he hates me. And he said, so I'll stand guard and you guys cast the devil out. And Randy said, well, I brought him here. I thought you'd help. He said, God didn't tell me to cast the devil out of him. He told you to cast the devil out of him. So they got him in there, three of them. You know, he likes to go into it, but one of them was a weightlift. He said, I'll give it to them any way they want it. He said, you know, they'll either accept Christ or I'll beat the devil out of them, you know. And so his name was Dixon. So he's got Dixon in there for some support. Command the devil to come out of this guy. And he said, all of a sudden, he goes, rah! And he said, you can't cast the devil out of me. He said, you haven't got the power. And he said, I looked at Dixon, and he looked at the other guy, and we're all looking for a door, you know. He said, but I said back to him, yes, I do. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of him. And the demon said, he said, I'm the controlling spirit of this prison. And he said, you can't cast me out. And he told him to come out, and all the lights in the prison went out. And the generator came on, and it went out. Well, that's not liked in a prison. The chaplain stuck his head in. He said, boys, you better hurry up. The guards will be here any minute, because everybody's got to go back. So they cast the devil out of him. He got set free. And he got so happy, he started singing. He accepted Christ. And he got so happy, he started singing, I love the chaplain. And then he started singing, I love the warden. And so they're sneaking him out of there. And because they know the guards won't understand, and the guard saw him, and he said, chaplain, he said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself giving these guys liquor. And he said, no, he said, he's drunk on the Holy Ghost. But they had about eight people in their church, in that inmate church, and within a week they had 75. Amen. From that event of casting the devil, breaking the power of darkness over that place. Amen. Now the sad part is that man got out of prison and went back to prison because he wouldn't resist the devil. But nonetheless, there was all kinds of people who got saved because the power over that place was broken in the name of Jesus. Amen? Now that guy, you know, he opened himself back up to the devil. Eventually, Randy doesn't like to tell that part very often. But there's a lot of demonized people that, first of all, God wants to set free. And secondly, if the church would accept the fact, and so many Christians won't even believe there are demons. Part of that is they don't want to believe there's demons.